Welcome to the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider, brought to you by The Vet Recruiter. In this podcast, Animal Health Executive Recruiter and Veterinary Recruiter Stacy Purcell of The Vet Recruiter provides insight and practical advice for both employers and job seekers in the animal health and veterinary industries. The Vet Recruiter's focus is to solve talent-centric problems for the animal health industry and veterinary profession. In fact, The Vet Recruiter's mission is to help animal health and veterinary companies hire top talent while helping animal health and veterinary professionals attain career-enhancing opportunities that increase their quality of life. Today, we will be discussing strategies for avoiding bad animal health and veterinary hires. Welcome, Stacy, and thank you for joining us today.
Hello, Caleb. As always, I'm glad to be here with you today.
So, Stacy, we have touched upon this topic before, have we not?
Yes, we have. And it's an important topic and one that, in my opinion, is almost impossible to talk too much about, especially if you're an animal health or veterinary employer. In fact, according to the Society for Human Resource Management, 31% of workers have left a job within the first 6 months. And according to the Workplace Institute, replacing an employee cost an average of 33% of their salary.
And when you are talking about animal health professionals and veterinarians, that kind of money can add up quickly for employers.
Yes, that's right. So you can see why this is such an important topic.
Yes, and those are staggering statistics, Stacy. Why do you think bad hires slip through the recruiting and hiring process so often?
Well, that is a great question, Caleb, and there are several reasons why bad hires happen, and it often starts with inadequate job descriptions. When job roles and responsibilities are not clearly defined, it leads to mismatched expectations between candidates and employers. Vague job descriptions can attract unsuitable candidates and leave hiring managers uncertain about the necessary skills and qualifications required for the role. This mismatch can lead to a host of issues down the line.
That makes a lot of sense. What can animal health and veterinary employers do to ensure their job descriptions are comprehensive and clear?
Animal health and veterinary employers should develop detailed and specific job descriptions, clearly outline the responsibilities, necessary skills, qualifications, and performance expectations. This way, both candidates and hiring managers have a mutual understanding of what the role entails. Regularly reviewing and updating these descriptions can also ensure they reflect the current needs of the role. For example, if a veterinary clinic is expanding its services, the job description should be updated to reflect new responsibilities and skills required.
Another common reason for bad animal health and veterinary hires is a poor screening process. What are the key elements that make up a robust screening process?
A robust screening process should include structured interviews, behavioral assessments, and skills tests to evaluate candidates thoroughly. It is also crucial to incorporate background checks and reference calls to verify the information provided by candidates. Ineffective resume screening and inadequate interview techniques can lead to hiring individuals who are not a good fit for the organization or the role. In addition, involving multiple team members in the screening process can provide diverse perspectives and help identify potential red flags early on.
That is great advice. Now, let us talk about cultural fit. How important is it to assess a candidate's compatibility with the company's culture?
Cultural fit is critical for employee retention and job satisfaction. Many hiring processes focus solely on skills and experience, neglecting the candidate's compatibility with the company's culture. Employees who do not align with the company's values and work environment are more likely to leave or underperform. Including cultural fit assessments in the recruiting and hiring process helps ensure that new hires will thrive in the company's environment. This can involve asking candidates about their preferred work style, how they handle conflict, and what motivates them at work.
Can you give us some examples of how to assess cultural fit during the hiring process?
Certainly. So employers can develop a set of questions and scenarios that reveal a candidate's values, work style, and attitudes. For example, asking candidates how they handle conflict, their preferred work environment, or their approach to teamwork can provide insights into how well they align with the company's culture. These assessments help hiring managers gauge whether a candidate will be a good fit for the team and the organization. In addition, involving current employees in the interview process can provide valuable insights into whether a candidate will mesh well with the existing team dynamic.
Time pressure and urgency can also lead to bad hiring. What strategies can animal health and veterinary employees, or employers, I should say, use to avoid rushing the hiring process?
Planning for staffing needs in advance and maintaining a pipeline of potential candidates can help avoid the pressures of urgent hiring. This allows hiring managers to take the necessary time to find the right candidate without rushing the process. In addition, setting realistic timelines for the hiring process and involving multiple team members in the decision-making can ensure a thorough evaluation of candidates. For instance, having a roster of qualified candidates ready can significantly reduce the need for hasty hiring decisions when a vacancy arises unexpectedly.
So over-reliance on gut feelings is another issue. How can employers use objective criteria in their hiring decisions?
Using data-driven and structured approaches in the hiring process can reduce the reliance on gut feelings. Implementing standardized interview questions and scoring systems ensures objective and consistent evaluations of all candidates. This helps in making more informed and unbiased hiring decisions based upon concrete criteria rather than personal impressions. In addition, utilizing assessment tools and personality tests can provide a more comprehensive understanding of a candidate's fit for the role and the company.
So let us shift gears and talk about the costs associated with bad animal health and veterinary hires. What are some of the important financial impacts that employers face?
The financial impact of a bad hire can be substantial. Do not forget the statistic that I mentioned a few minutes ago, which is according to the Workplace Institute, replacing an employee cost an average of 33% of their salary. This includes costs associated with recruitment, training, severance, and the additional hiring process for a replacement. Recruiting new employees involves advertising, interviewing, and onboarding expenses, while training new hires requires significant time and resources. If the employee leaves shortly after joining, these investments are wasted. Not only that, but the cost of lost productivity and the potential impact on client relationships can also be significant.
And it is not just about financial costs, right? What about the impact on productivity, morale?
Well, that's a great point. Bad hires can negatively impact productivity in several ways. An underperforming employee can slow down projects, lower team morale, and require additional supervision and support from managers. When a team member is not pulling their weight, other employees may need to pick up the slack, leading to burnout and decreased efficiency. High turnover disrupts workflow and continuity, leading to knowledge gaps and a lack of consistency in work processes. Moreover, the time and effort spent by managers to address performance issues or conduct additional training can detract from other critical tasks.
That disruption can also affect employee morale. How do bad hires impact overall employee engagement and workplace culture?
Bad hires can have a detrimental effect on overall employee morale. When the team members see that poor performers are tolerated or that hiring decisions seem arbitrary, it can lead to frustration and disengagement. Employees who are dissatisfied with their colleagues or the hiring process may become disengaged, leading to lower productivity and higher turnover. A bad hire can also contribute to a toxic work environment, affecting the overall culture and making it difficult to attract and retain top talent. For instance, if a team repeatedly experiences high turnover, it can create a sense of instability and uncertainty among remaining employees.
What about the company's reputation? How can bad hires damage a company's brand and customer satisfaction?
A company's reputation can suffer if bad hires lead to poor customer service or product quality. Negative experiences can result in lost customers and damage to the company's brand. Employees who are not competent or engaged may provide poor service, leading to dissatisfied customers and loss of business. Frequent turnover and poor hiring practices can harm the company's reputation, making it harder to attract quality candidates and customers. For example, in a veterinary practice, if a new hire fails to provide the expected level of care, it can lead to negative reviews and loss of trust from pet owners.
These are significant issues. What are some strategies that animal health and veterinary organizations organizations can implement to mitigate the risks of bad hires?
There are several strategies companies can implement to mitigate the risk of bad hires. First, improve job descriptions to attract the right candidates. Regularly review and update job descriptions to ensure they reflect the current needs and expectations of the role. Second, enhance screening processes by using a combination of resume reviews, structured interviews, skills assessments, and background checks to thoroughly vet candidates. Third, assess cultural fit by developing questions that explore a candidate's values, work style, and attitudes. Fourth, avoid rushing the hiring process by planning staffing needs in advance and creating a pipeline of potential candidates. Finally, use objective hiring criteria by developing a scoring system for interview responses and using data-driven approaches to evaluate candidates.
Those strategies sound very comprehensive. Can you share some hypothetical examples of how organizations could theoretically implement these strategies so they can see positive results?
Well, certainly. So one example is a veterinary practice that struggled with high turnover and low employee morale. They decided to revamp their hiring process by developing detailed job descriptions and implementing a rigorous screening process that included structured interviews and skills assessments. They also incorporated cultural fit assessments to ensure new hires would thrive in their work environment. By taking the time to thoroughly evaluate candidates and using objective criteria, they were able to hire employees who were a better fit for the role in the company culture. As a result, they saw a significant improvement in employee retention, productivity, and overall morale. Another example was an animal health company that faced challenges with employee engagement and performance. They introduced a structured onboarding program that included comprehensive training and regular check-ins during the first few months of employment. This helped new hires acclimate to the company's culture and expectations, leading to higher job satisfaction and performance. By focusing on clear communication and continuous support, they were able to reduce turnover and improve overall team cohesion.
Those are both great examples that illustrate the importance of this topic. What final piece of advice would you give to employers in the animal health industry and veterinary profession about hiring the right employees?
Yeah, so my final piece of advice would be to prioritize quality over speed in the recruiting and hiring process. Taking the time to find the right candidate is crucial for long-term success. Ensure that job descriptions are clear and comprehensive and implement a robust screening process that includes assessments of skills, experience, and cultural fit. Avoid making hasty decisions under time pressure and use objective criteria to evaluate candidates. In addition, invest in onboarding and continuous training to support new hires and help them succeed in their roles. By following these strategies, animal health and veterinary employers can build a more effective and cohesive workforce, leading to a more positive work environment and greater organizational success.
Well, thank you so much, Stacy, for sharing these valuable strategies for avoiding bad animal health and veterinary hires.
Well, thank you, Caleb. It's been a pleasure being here with you and discussing this important topic. And I look forward to our next episode of the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider.
Now, before we go, if you are an employer in the animal health industry or veterinary profession needing to fill a critical position, look no further than the Vet Recruiter for your hiring needs. The Vet Recruiter was founded in 1997 and has more than 25 years of experience helping top employers in the animal health industry and veterinary profession hire top talent for their most critical needs. And at the same time, the Vet Recruiter helps top talent find the next step to move their career forward. So thank you so much again for joining us, and we will be back next week for another episode of the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider. Have a great week, everyone.